Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting 6th. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive towards third. Boone catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Two outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from White and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Kaline. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maxwell. Goodman scores. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen is walked intentionally. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatfield moves to third. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Hurd now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garver moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearcel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatfield bunts towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Maxwell scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second, with Keene covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boone reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.